Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Spirit FM. And now, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May, all seeing, all sensing, all knowing. Sarah May, the celebrity's choice, the top UK medium of TV and radio, will be sharing her natural empathic healing gift with you to communicate to the spirit world, sharing music, special guests, and much more. The airwaves are now open to connect. Call Sarah now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or connect to Blog Talk Radio / Mike Spirit FM and connect via Skype. And now, please welcome Sarah May.
Well, good evening and hello to all of you lovely listeners, and welcome to my new show, Connecting Through the Eyes of Medium Sarah May, and that is, of course, myself. The one thing I like about having a show where you're talking on your own is none of you can answer me back, so I can say anything that I like. So I quite enjoy that. I'd like to welcome you all to the show this evening. We're only here for a very short time, and it will go very, very quickly. We're here until 10 o'clock. The phone lines are open if anybody wants to call in. The number's just been read out by the most fantastic and wonderful Mr. Nick Stepani, who I would like to thank for doing my voice over so quickly in such a short period of time. And he's a lovely friend. I'd like to say thank you, Nick, if you're listening, darling, and give you a plug. Okay, numbers 760-283-4611. Free calls in America, prefixed by 001, and you will be able to call from outside of America. If you want to contact us via Skype, please do. Very easy to do. blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and you'll be able to come through. Okay, I know we've got some callers on the line, which is pretty good, really. Callers in already before we've even opened the show. I would like to say a big, big, big thank you for everybody who supported me. I have thanked people personally, and you will know who you are, some very special people around me. I put this event on at very late notice, and I've had an absolutely fantastic response to it. So for all of you on Facebook who are saying that you are listening, hello and thank you. Okay, if you did look at Facebook, those of you who are connected on my own personal Facebook, which is Medium Sarah May, welcome to all if anybody wants to add themselves on, you will have seen that I mentioned the fact that Mike Davies, who actually owns Mike Spirit FM, and all of us hosts on these regular nightly shows work for Mike, he's coming down to Birmingham, the West Midlands, which is where I live, and we're doing a couple of events together. And the first event is on Saturday, the 3rd of November, and it's a shopping and indulgence event by fantastic Linda Harris, beautiful lady, at the Custard Factory, Gibbs Street, Birmingham. And that's between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. And then later on in the evening, Mike and I will be going up to the Crane Public House in Sheldon in Birmingham, 77 Cranes Park Road, where from 7 p.m. we will be doing readings with the Ultimate Ghouls Night Out. They're actually the Ultimate Girls Night Out, but obviously on this occasion, they're the Ultimate Ghouls Night Out for obvious reasons. I've already taken bookings. Mike's got a few bookings in. We have got a few slots left. So any of you local people listening, get yourselves up to the Custard Factory or to the Crane and make the most of seeing Mike Davies, because he's coming all the way down from Wales. Okay. Now, to launch that, earlier on Facebook, I said that we would bring in some UK callers and for people to inbox me, and we will select people to ring up. I did say one for Mike and one for myself, and we'll contact and have you on the show. was hoping to do that this evening, but Mike's got caught up in a meeting, so he's unable to do that this evening. But I'd like to say I've actually chosen three people. You know, I should have chosen two, which is the way that it was. But what happened, I'd selected the two, the first ones in, and I said, you're in, you know, stand by, you may be called later. And one of them didn't come back to me, so I selected the third lady. And after I'd selected her, the second one came back. So I thought, you know, we'll do all three. But unless Mike Hotfoot's at home in time, it may be not on tonight's show. But we will definitely be doing these in the coming weeks. I do know Mike's in Norway next week, so probably in a couple of weeks. You've all been inboxed. You know who you are. So I'd like to say, Lynn, Heather and Leslie, you will be receiving a live call from the show in a couple of weeks' time from myself, and I'll get Mike in just at the last minute so he can do one and I'll do one. And then we'll have a little bit of an argument over who does the third, or maybe we'll do a little bit each. Okay, so Lynn, Heather and Leslie, congratulations, and your readings will come on air, if not this evening, if we can make it, in a couple of weeks' time. So there we go. So what's the show all about? Well, basically, it's about me linking into spirit and bringing spirit to you as a medium. Do we label it? Don't we label it? I don't know. I mean, basically, I can talk to people that have passed. I can't guarantee who comes through, but what I can say is I will do my very best for the spirit world, who I very much respect, and yourselves. So I'm really looking forward to those calls coming in. Make the most of it, everybody. Okay. What else have we got? I would like to very quickly mention that all of the hosts of Mike Spirit FM, which will be Mike Davis himself, runs a Sunday show. The fantastic Jeanette Coombe has taken over Guiding Lights on a Monday. On a Tuesday, Nick Humphries. On the Wednesday, we have the lovely Jerry Humphries. Myself on the Thursday night, Sarah May. And Friday, we have the fantastic Grant Collier. We will all be doing a roadshow, a host's roadshow, and this will start in Neath in February in Wales at the Castle Hotel on the 22nd and the 23rd of February. So we're doing a couple of nights where we're doing demonstrations, and on the daytime we will be holding a psychic fair with all sorts of extras there, like hot stone therapies and stands and stalls and exhibitors. So really looking forward to that. And we will be announcing the hotline number for you to get hold of tickets. The tickets are of great, great value. Anybody fancies grabbing together and getting a coach up there and splitting costs? That's a really good idea, because it's going to be a fantastic event. Really, really looking forward to that. So there we go. Now, before I open the lines to callers, I would like to share a lovely piece of music with you, and this is from me to all of you, and it's Beautiful People by Chris Brown. Take it away, Mr. P.
Oh.
beautiful people. You're all beautiful people. Okay, we have the lines open now, and I do believe I have a Brenda on the line. Are you there, Brenda?
Yes, I am.
Hello, sweetheart. Thank you for waiting, and thank you for calling in. You're my first caller on my first show.
Oh, awesome. What an honor. Thank you so much.
That's a pleasure, darling. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Tennessee.
Tennessee. Okay, lovely. Is there anything specifically you wanted me to look at for you, Brenda, or do you just want me to link in, darling?
Well, I sort of would like something specific. I lost a 21-year-old son a couple years ago, and I have two of my children that got in trouble because they were having a really hard time dealing with losing my son. And so I was wondering what you see for them because they're both in jail. So I was wondering if you
Brenda.
See them being there for a long time or what.
Okay. Let me link in and see where I'm going with you and see if I can bring a little bit of evidence in and then see what information they give to me to give to you. Okay, Brenda.
Okay.
I feel very drawn around my throat and my chest area here. So it's either yourself or somebody in the spirit world or close to you. I feel like I've got actually very heavy pounding chest pain that has become quite deep. Do you understand this, sweetheart?
Yes.
Okay. I want to give you the month of March as well. So where does March lie with you? Is this somebody's birthday or somebody's passing?
Actually, it's my father-in-law's birthday, and he is in spirit.
Okay, so father-in-law's in first. It's coming almost like a hierarchy, obviously, because it's your children that you're worried about, and my sense is it's almost like he's come in to say, I'm taking control of this. That's the feeling that I get with this kind of man. Do you understand that he would take control of things, he would look after things? Okay. He's showing me a blue car, so was it him that had the blue car or somebody around you?
My husband had a blue car at one time.
Okay, but your husband's on the earth plane?
No, my husband's also in spirit.
Ah, so now he's bringing the husband in. Okay, so you've got quite a male presence around you, haven't you? Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get quite a few here, Brenda, so I'm going to try and sort people out. Who's David around you?
Who is whom?
David.
I don't know.
Okay. Is it somebody's middle name, sweetheart? David.
Not that I am aware of.
Okay. Just take it on board and put it to the back of your mind then, because that's the first name that's come through with me. Okay, let's have a look and see what else we've got. I've also got a June link coming in. So is June connected around any of these people?
No.
Okay. Take it and think, and I'm just gonna come in and tell you what I've got. I've got number 12, sweetheart. They're giving me number 12, okay. They're showing me a garden with a picket fence as well. And I feel like it's a white picket fence around this garden, okay. In it could be the front rather than the back garden. In it, I can see rather a large tree as well, which almost like bends to the side, okay. I get a sense that somebody's legs went as well. Somebody had a problem with their legs and they maybe fell. And something wrong with their legs. Do you understand who this is?
Yes.
Okay. Right. This one feels quite close. So my sense is this your son, sweetheart?
Yes.
I thought so. Because I just felt mom. I know I've brought through the dad and the granddad, I presume. But I just... When my legs went, I felt this wasn't either of them, that this was somebody else, okay? And around this, I do feel a lot of pain and a lot of tears and a lot of emotion, okay?
Yes.
Did he fall forwards? Because I feel like I've fallen forwards.
I'm not real sure. I want to say possibly because I'm not positive on that.
That's okay. But that's how I feel. I feel like they've fallen forwards, okay? Fallen on my knees and I've fallen forwards. He's talking about December. He's telling me about December. You know, that maybe could be the 12 or the link, but he's just giving me that December link around you. He also gives me a number 7. He's showing me a number 7, okay? And he also shows me what looks like a black padded jacket. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you just showed me this black padded jacket, and I'm wondering if it had sleeves in it, because I feel like it's sleeveless, or maybe the sleeve was pulled off, I don't know, because he's showing me this jacket has been sleeveless, okay? He's saying to say to you, don't worry, they have to take their own responsibility, okay? And this is going to be about your two sons that are in prison. Okay, and he's saying it's of no fault of your own, but you've lost so many people, you must feel, what have you done wrong? Do you understand, sweetheart? Now, who's Chris around you?
Chris is my son, one of my sons that's in prison, yes.
Okay, he's talking about Chris, okay, and he's giving me the month of July, all right? Now, I feel out of the two of them that Chris is the one that's maybe towing the line a little bit more. I feel the other lad isn't.
Yes.
Okay. So my feeling is Chris, on good behaviour, is going to come out a little bit earlier than you expect. All right? Mm-hmm. I feel like Chris has gotten himself some sort of mentor or somebody who he is able to communicate with. So he's actually getting the help that he needs. Okay?
Okay.
Now, who's Michael, sweetheart?
Michael is his other brother. But now, Michael's not in jail. It's my other daughter, one of my daughters is in jail also.
Okay, so he's just talking about Michael, so let's just have a look at Michael.
Okay.
Trying to keep it all together, but he's quite strong for Mum, as though he doesn't always show it, you know. I feel like Michael could be not quick in coming forward with his feelings and his emotions, but I feel he's quite strong and supportive around you, so I feel you can talk to Michael, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Your daughter has gone off the rails a bit, sweetheart, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know whether there was drink or drugs around her drinking, yeah? Because my feeling is that I'm not myself, you know. Even if I wanted to be good, I wouldn't know how to be because the substance has taken over my body. Now, where she is, she's obviously going to clean up, okay?
Right.
Who's Mary, Brenda?
No, she's not married.
No, Mary, the name Mary or Maria.
Mary. Wow. I have a grandmother whose given name was Mary.
Okay, darling. Is she in spirit?
Yes.
Yeah, she's watching over your daughter.
Okay. Wow.
She's watching over her, and she's giving you some earrings, and they're like little crosses. Okay, I don't know whether you're aware of these earrings, but they're two little crosses, and they're for pierced ears. So she's given me these for you.
Okay.
If you haven't already got these, you will get some, or you will know of them. But I feel like they're silver and they're not gold, because I feel somebody's allergic. They have to wear a certain kind of metal.
That would be me.
Okay, my darling. So these are coming to you, and it's almost like your two little crosses on the sides of your ears is keeping you safe. Everybody safe around you. Within 2 or 3 years, your family will start restructuring and rebuilding. But until then, you just try and do your best because you've done nothing wrong.
Okay. It's been tough. It's been really tough.
I can imagine. And my heart goes out to you. It really does. And I think half of it is, you know, what's next? What could possibly be next? But I don't feel that with you. Somebody's given you, I mean, all I can say is it's like a lemon cake. Somebody made lemon cake.
Okay. I like lemon cake.
That's lovely, because when spirit give you cake and it's a cake that you like, that is spiritual comfort food, which is the best that you can get. Okay, I love it when spirit give you your favourite food. And they're just saying to you there, that's for you. It's almost like you eat it and you enjoy it. And it's almost like, symbolically, this will come for you. Yes, it's a hard slog at the moment, but this is definitely going to come for you. And your kids are going to turn their lives around. Okay, and I feel they'll all do it within the same time frame of each other. And I see a lot more vibrancy, positivity. But, my sweetheart, I feel it's coming in 2 or 3 years' time.
Okay.
All right, darling.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in. All my love to you. And you can listen back, sweetheart. The shows are recorded. You just go onto Blog Talk Radio, click on the show and the date, and you will listen back to your reading.
Okay, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Big pleasure, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in.
All right, there we go.
Okay, Brenda, darling. Okay, we next have Sonia on the line. Are you there, Sonia? Hello? Hello, Sonia. Sonia? Sonia! I don't think Sonia's there. Either she's walked away from the phone and left it, or she can't hear me. I can hear something there. I'm going to give it one last go. Sonia, are you there, sweetheart?
Hello? This is Sonia.
I had a feeling you'd come, you know. Something made me think, right, just give her a little bit of time. Hello, sweetheart. You're speaking to Sarah May. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, really good. So is there anything I can help you with specifically, Sonia, or do you just want me to link in with you?
Well, anything as you're picking up, but I wanted to really ask a question about real estate.
Right.
It's about an offer that I put in on a property.
Okay.
And, I offered $10,000 more than what was the asking price. And it's a house that I've been following for a while now. The house was taken over by the bank. And then after about 8-9 months, it was put back in the market. And it was just in the market for a few days. It's in a good area. They did some work to it. I wanted to see what my chances were, and because supposedly tomorrow they're going to let us know. There's multiple offers, I believe.
Okay. You've given me lots of information there, but I've ignored it all. And
you're
the reason why is I want to link in and I want to see where I'm going with this. Is the house white, sweetheart?
Say that again?
Is the house white?
It does have some white.
White. White.
Not everything is white, but it does have some light color.
I mean on the exterior of the house. Has it been painted white outside?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Has the house been painted white outside?
Does it have white outside?
Yeah. Is the house colored white, painted white?
Part of it is white, and then it has the other part of stones.
Oh, okay. Right, where am I going? Have I got a 4 linked with this house, Sonia?
You have what?
A 4, number 4.
Yeah, it does start with a number 4.
4, good, okay.
Yes.
See, you can feed me all you like, but I still get my own information. For those of you who are sceptical out there, that's the way that the psychic will work or should work. Right. I've got Louise or Louisiana. Who's Louise or the area Louisiana?
Hello?
Hello? Have you
this
got anybody
Sonia.
By the name of Louise around you or are you near Louisiana?
Louise, I can't think of anyone with that name. Yeah.
Okay. Is Louisiana relevant to you?
Not at the moment.
Right. Could you take it for me and just park it? Because that will be there somewhere for you. Okay.
Okay.
Who's George around you, darling?
George is my father.
Lovely. Is he in spirit?
Yes. No, he's living.
Right. I'm not killing him off, by the way, because I've mentioned him. It's just somebody in spirit that's talking about him. But I do feel it's the gentleman in spirit that has mentioned George. Now, let's have a look and see where we're going. I'll be honest with you. It's touch and go. With this house.
It's what?
Okay. Touch and go.
What does that mean?
So it's almost like 50-50.
Oh, okay.
I think, I think you're going to get very close to it, and maybe there's going to be so much hassle involved with it that you may think it's not worth it. And that's my feeling. Now, I know that this house is special to you and this is what you want. But my feeling is within about 2 or 3 days, you're going to hear of another home which will come up for sale really quickly within the same area, which you more than likely will prefer for probably less money. That's my feeling.
Less than that?
Yeah, I'd be interested to know how that goes for you.
Sure.
But I do feel you'll get to the point where you'll think, no, this is just not worth it. There's too many people fighting. And you may, personally, I feel you'll probably let it go. But I do feel that something else is coming up very quickly, and I think you will move quickly. And they give me the number 14 around a move. So it's going to be on the 14th connected around a move with you, sweetheart.
Oh, because my house is also for sale, you know, my present house.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I have the option of renting it if I buy something before, or, you know, I guess I could sell it if I haven't bought something.
I think it will be a transition. I think there will be quite a flow going here. I think it will all happen. It's almost like, you know, fate and what's meant to be. There'll just be a it won't be what you expect. But you will move into somewhere, and the house that you'll move into, the curtains will be floral, they will be flowery, and you won't like them. So that's the first thing that you will change, because I can see curtains that you don't like. But I do get the number 14 connected around a move in the future for you, and I don't feel it is this property. I feel that you personally will come out and you will say, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. But something else will open up. It will be a little bit cheaper in the same area and not far away. You will prefer it. That's my feeling. So it will work out really well for you. Okay. Who's Robert around you, Sonia?
Who?
Robert.
Robert. I can't think of anyone right now with that name.
Is he the estate agent?
No, it's the lady, the estate agent.
Okay. Well, it'll be a gentleman, and I get the name Robert. Bob.
Oh.
Okay, darling.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thanks for calling in. Bye, darling. Okay, lovely. Thank you. That was lovely. Sonia calling in. And we now have, I think we have Sheena. Are you on the line, Sheena?
Sorry. Hello.
Hello. Is that Sheena?
Hi. There's the radio. Hi. Actually, it's Shana. But hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was just looking, I was thinking, I've misread that. I'm sure that's Shana and not Sheena. Sorry for getting your name wrong, Peter. I'm good. I'm very good.
It's not my real name. It's my screen name.
Oh, so it's not your real name. And whereabouts are you, Shana?
My question?
Whereabouts are you?
Okay, I have a question to you.
Okay, darling.
Okay, my personal situation kind of difficult. I had a friend for a long time, the gentleman, that actually for some reason doesn't want to communicate anymore. Then several months, about a year ago, I separated from my husband that doesn't want to talk to me either. So we have difficult relationship. My question mostly not about the husband, because actually it's pretty clear there. But with that friend, do you see that we will reconcile that friendship, or do you see any improvement in my personal love situation in future? Will I ever be remarried or something like this? Because it's very difficult.
All right, darling, let me link in and see where I'm going with you. The minute you connected and I heard your voice, I had a very strong tingling around my head. Okay, like a presence and a tingling around my head, as though somebody had had something wrong in their head. Is this somebody in the spirit world around you, or somebody around you on the earth plane?
Somebody in the spirit world. Well, I have many people in the spirit world.
Okay. Who was
my
it that
family.
Had a problem with their head, almost like a heavy tingling in the top of my head is what I feel, a real big presence.
I can tell you that I, because of all the stress, I'm having headaches very often. And
you, darling. Okay. And who's got something wrong with their knee?
Oh?
Knee. My kneecap's hurting.
Me? Me?
You, like darling.
Month of May is my birthday.
I didn't say May. I said, who's got something wrong with their knee, their kneecap on their leg?
Knee, like legs, right? Knee. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't understand the accent, but I quite understand everything. I just don't understand what you mean to say. My mom has serious issues with her knees.
Okay, sweet. I just need to get a little bit of evidence in with you. Okay.
And
so
she has problems with her head. So she has very high blood pressure. So she's an elderly lady.
Ah, so it's your mom that I'm linking with on a health side of things. Is your dad in spirit, sweetheart?
My dad, yes, he is in spirit.
Who, your dad?
My dad, yeah, my father.
Because obviously this is his wife, and I just get a sense that I'm thinking about my wife. Do you know what I mean? He's thinking about you, but I'm thinking about my wife. And it's almost like because he gave me those ailments so strongly, he's really caring and sending a lot of love. But he's sending a lot of love to both of you. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Now, does July link in here with anybody, the month of July?
July? No, I don't have anything in July.
Did anybody pass in July or was anybody born in July? Or?
Grandmother passed in July.
Grandmother. Okay, mm-hmm. That's your link with your passing. But you know this guy that disconnected with you, was this in July?
My father didn't pass in July, no.
No, you were talking to me about a man around you that has pulled away. Now, did he pull away in July?
Both men pulled away. One is my husband about a year ago, and then I had kind of friend, romantic interest man, and he also pulled away.
Okay. Did he pull away in the month of July, or is the month of July relevant around him?
The last time then we talked on the phone was the month of July, but we continued to talk at email after July.
Good. It's okay. I need to get the evidence in before I can give you information, and I'm happy now because I know I'm talking, because I need to get into the energy of the guy. And if I connect on an evidential level, then I can find things out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who's Anthony or Tonio or Antonio?
Oh, well, my friend, a female, like my girlfriend, my female friend.
Right.
Your last name is similar to Anthony or something.
Lovely. Thank
and
you.
And I know someone, just a family. Family, husband and wife, and his name is Tony.
Ah, okay. Just take that as well, because they're talking to me about that. From hearing your voice, I would say no connection from this guy, because in your voice, you've given up, and I understand why. When I link him with the energy of the guy, I feel like he does want to get in touch with you, but maybe there was some sort of miscommunication with you, okay, where he got the wrong end of the stick and he was offended, okay? And I just feel...
And yeah, it could happen because the communication was kind of sporadic and maybe I said something in the email that made him upset, but...
Yeah,
he didn't try to clear this up, so, you know, well, if I am pretty much sure if the guy wants to clear up things, he should ask, but not assume.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that he will try and connect with you, doesn't know how to do it. So I think an icebreaker is a good idea from your point of view, okay, which is nothing that's too emotional, just a little bit of a joke or something to break the energy because it's a stubborn energy, okay? Now, do you want to be with this guy? I'm not too sure, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, yeah, there was a problem. This guy is not 100% divorced, so I got an impression that he was not planning to be
right.
divorced, or maybe he is even still in his part with his partner. I was very much confused at the whole situation, but that's what I was going to ask you. Do you feel
yes.
that he's available yes. or still with his partner?
I think he could be in time, but my feeling with you is, do you really want to go there? I feel, close the door, and I feel around about February time, there's a new guy coming in around you who's more like you, got the same kind of lifestyle as you. And I feel this will flow a lot easier for you. And I get the sense that this is coming in around about February for you, sweetheart. So you could keep up the communications with this guy and see where it goes. But I think the right kind of guy is coming in around about the February time. And they're showing me the colour blue connected around him. So I don't know whether he's got a uniform of some sort on. Could be a police uniform or a security uniform, something like that, because they're showing me the colour blue around him. Okay.
Do you think that I will ever be remarried or something like more permanent? I'm not really interested just in dating.
No, the right man you will, darling.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that maybe you want to do, which is lovely, but it's got to be right. Okay, and yes, I do, but the right man's got to come in first.
So the right man is coming in February, right?
February.
Any chance that I can reconcile with my ex-husband, because it was a long marriage and no one can understand what happened either?
I got a categoric no there, and I think you know that, because you feel it. Do you understand? The energy has pulled away. And it's a little, I feel like he's a little bit spiteful, to be honest with you. He's a little bit spiteful.
What does that mean?
Unkind.
He is unkind to me, yes.
I don't like his energy around you, and I think you deserve much more, perfectly honestly. All right, sweetheart.
So, okay, and that means that I will be not... So in other words, you don't see much with the guy that with the friend that I was interested, right? You think that someone else will be in my life?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And it you know, it's timing, but it's well worth it. It's well worth it when you've got the right man come into your life. It's all about timing, and the same for men with women. So it's worth that wait.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, darling. Okay. Thank
it was
so much
a very difficult time for me emotionally.
Yep, it can be for a lot of people, Shana, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And sometimes through sadness we learn the most. And you've only been looking back at this next year. You'll be thinking, what on earth was all that about? Honestly.
So next year will be in the personal, in the personal area, love area, much better than this year.
Yeah, meanwhile, love yourself. You should always love yourself anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got other callers come in, darling, so I'm going to
have to... Oh, thank you so much, Sarah. Appreciate this.
Big pleasure, lovely. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Righty-ho. I do believe we have Jill next. Are you there, Jill?
How are you? Hello.
I'm fine, darling. How are you?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can. And whereabouts are you, Jill?
I'm sorry now. What did you say?
Where are you?
I'm in Illinois, USA.
Okay. And is there something you want me to look at, or do you just want me to link in?
Just to link in.
Yeah. I've got a big, strong stomach pain in the pit of my stomach. Somebody in the spirit world passed with stomach pains. Do you understand this, Jill?
I think so.
Yeah. It's almost like it became horrendously painful, and I'm wondering if it was the spleen, because I do know when somebody has pain in the spleen, it's probably the most painful you can get. So somebody here is really bringing themselves in closely to you. I do feel close to you as well. I mean, as I'm talking and I'm bringing the information through, I feel quite tearful, okay? And they're telling me that somebody has a scar on their face. Who is it that has a scar on their face?
A cousin of mine has a scar on her face.
Okay. And they're just telling me about that. I've got the name. Is it Charmaine or Sinead or something like that?
I don't know.
Okay, just take it because it's there somewhere, sweetheart. Charmaine or Sinead will come in around you. I also feel like I've got the name Philip or Phil. Do you understand this name?
I'm not sure. You know how you hang up later and then it comes to you?
I do, darling. That's why I never worry about it. But just take that name as well. They're giving me April too. They're telling me that April's very important to you. So is this somebody's birthday or passing around you, sweetheart?
Okay.
Yeah? This person in the spirit world, is April connected around them? Because I feel a strong link with them in April.
Okay.
Yeah? Am I mom? Because I just, or I'm calling mom.
Yeah, my mom is, yeah, it's not here anymore.
Mom, she's saying mom. Okay.
Yes.
She's giggling. She's looking at a pair of slippers and giggling.
Okay, I don't know why, but that's nice.
Do your slippers fit?
That I didn't make out. What did you just say?
Slippers. It's almost like somebody's slippers are too big or they're wearing somebody else's.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but that's what I can see. It's almost like I've got a pair of man's slippers on and I've quickly got them on and I've run out. That's what
my dad wearing slippers that were too big.
Sorry, Jill. It's ridiculous the things that they bring through, honestly. So is your dad in spirit or is he here?
He's in spirit.
Okay, darling. So we've got a bit of a sense of humour going on here because Dad's running around in a pair of slippers that are too big and Mum's giggling, okay? One of them had severe tummy pains. It may have been the gentleman rather than the lady, to be honest with you. But I think they're bringing these giggles back into your life. Do you understand? They're bringing the fun
okay.
back into your life and they're saying, stop looking back and start looking forwards because you feel like you're stuck and you're actually not stuck. And there's some sort of a contract coming in around you around about 3 weeks' time, okay? And on the contract, what's that word? Well, I do get the word daytime. So have you been working nights or is it something to do with a shift in time with your work?
I don't know. Maybe I'll find work.
Okay. Have you been looking for night work?
It's in my mind, but I haven't quite done it.
No, because they're telling me daytime. It'll say daytime on there. The work that you get is day, all right? And this will fit you much easier. And it will all work out is the feeling I get here, Jill. Do you understand? Is there anything that you want to ask me, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm going to get a little off the subject. I've been trying to help the animals here in my city because there was a lot of abuse and neglect. And we do have a new animal warden. We've made a lot of progress, but the animal warden and her friends will not work with me very well. What is that all about?
Yes, we come across this, sweetheart. It's about ego and power. It's not about the animal warden wanting to do the best for the animals. It's about her wanting to hold control of everything. Do you understand? So in essence,
totally.
It is. Do you understand? In essence, it isn't really about the animals. It's about her. And that must be really frustrating for you. But what I will say to you is continue anyway, because you will definitely win through with this. Because we have to put aside egos and think about the animals and even the smallest ones that you get through to, it will be well worth the benefit. Do you understand? It will be well worth it for them.
Also, like, what is this animal warden thinking? Because I catch everything, you know, that it isn't all about the animals.
Yeah.
So what is her opinion of me?
It doesn't matter. I would never worry about that. Because
okay.
when somebody has the ego and the power like that, if you buy into it, it chips away at your self-esteem. So what you
right.
need to do is ignore it. It's about her. It's her problem, her issue, and it will work out. It will work out. They give me the name Rose, and I feel Rose is coming in around you to help in this situation, Rosemary or Rose. So keep the faith. Know that you are doing the right thing. Your intentions are good. And because of that, you're much, much stronger than the other person who's trying to hold the power. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yes, totally. I 100% understand.
You are true to yourself. You are true to what you're doing. That person isn't. You're not going to change it. But in essence, you are the much stronger person. You must know
okay.
that. All right, darling. Thank you so much.
Big
pleasure.
You.
Nice talking
okay.
to you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, sweetie P. Righty-ho, I think we've been bombarded with calls. I don't think we're going to have enough time to get through all of the calls, but I'll try and get through as many as I can. And I'm just wondering who's in next. Mr. P, who's our next caller? Or shall I just bring the caller online? Hello.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm here.
What's your name, sweetheart?
The question I had to do with my romantic relationship and the person I was seeing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know what's going on with the person, if they're still in the area, if they actually did legitimately leave to go back to their state.
My sense is that they've gone. So the answer to that, from what I pick up, is that they've gone. But I would like to say, who's John around you, darling?
Don't really know anybody named John.
John, or a middle name of John?
I really have no clue.
Okay, have a think about it. I didn't ask
okay.
your name. What's your name, sweetheart?
Sue.
I should have said, I honestly was getting the name Sue in my head, but never mind, I've got nobody to prove that to other than myself. Right, that means I'm definitely linking with you, and I know that I've got a John around you somewhere. So what I will say to you is maybe John's coming in for you if you already don't know who he is. They're giving me somebody, I'm not saying this is John, but somebody around you has something wrong with their teeth. Has somebody got to go to the dentist, Sue?
I'm sorry?
Has somebody got to go to the dentist?
Have to go to the dentist or been to the dentist?
Either or, if it's now, they're just giving me dentist. Has somebody had a crown?
The person that I was dating that I have no clue what's going on the top they have a bridge.
There you go. Okay. They've gone. Now, why have they gone? Almost like they've disappeared is my feeling.
Yes.
Would you want to bring that back? Because if this happened again, Sue, how would you feel?
Actually, I would like to bring it back. I think it all has to do with stuff he was involved in with work. The people that he was involved with before he moved up here with me.
Okay, darling. I can see that, but I can also see that the connection went and you wasn't involved in it. And I think you deserve better than that, to be honest with you. Who's Paul around you, Sue?
Paul has passed.
Okay, well, I have Paul with me, okay? And he is saying you deserve much, much more, okay? And you are worthy of much, much more. It's unfinished and unclosed, and you don't know what's happened, and that's part of it. We latch onto it because, and I know you care about this person and that they're special and that you want to help them, and that's wonderful from your point of view. But I think that this Paul is caring about you and saying, almost like saying, cut your ties. This is purely up to you.
If it was a gay name, Paul has passed, and Paul and I were engaged at one point. If it's a J name, could it be with the initials JT or the first name? Because they're
no.
also passed.
Okay. Who's JT? Did one of them have something wrong with their eyes, sweetheart?
No.
Okay, who's got something wrong with their eyes? Because my eyes are stinging.
That would probably be my grandmother.
Okay, Dad. So it's the way, you know, sweetheart. We want to bring somebody in and somebody else comes in. JT, where are you, JT? Was there something to do with a car around JT? Are you still there, darling?
Yes, I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
JT, was there something to do with a car? Because he's showing me a red car.
Yeah, that's how he passed away, from a drunk driver.
Okay, my darling. So he's here. Okay. My legs feel very numb, and I feel there was something wrong with my legs, or there was a heavy weight on my legs. I didn't struggle when I passed a spirit. You've worried about this, but I didn't struggle when I passed a spirit. Okay, and I am all around you, and I want to give you Tony, sweetheart. I really feel a strong bond with Tony around you, Anthony or Tony, and I feel that this will come in for you. But I do feel there's a lot of healing that you need to go through before you're ready to really accept the right kind of person into your life. But I do think that you will heal really quickly. We're beckoning that you heal quickly so that you can move on and be happy, contented and fulfilled, but also feel that somebody will come into your life and they will stay there for quite some time. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand, sweetheart? And this energy, I feel so strongly coming from this guy who crashed the car with the red car. He's bringing this to me with so much love for you. I could wrap my arms around you. He's so happy. And I'm really thankful, you know, Sue, that you asked me to bring JT in, because often they're there, and sometimes when we ask, we can bring them in. If we sit silently, we don't ask. Sometimes they stay and they're a little bit frustrated because they haven't come through. So thank you so much for doing that, because, you know, I feel like he's really wanted to come through. Has he come through before?
Yes.
Okay. It's for some reason there's a yearning to be around you. Okay.
Probably because of the situation that's going on right now. Ironically, when him and I were together, he asked me to marry him and then got killed the following night.
Yeah. Oh, my darling. I really feel for you. I really do. I bet you would be saying to everybody out there, make the most of your lives, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You would, so it's one of these happenings where, I mean, I could cry for you, but he's all around you and your life is never going to be at a standstill, and you can love so strongly in the future, so I know you can. So don't stand still, sweetheart. Have hope and know that you can move on. All right, darling.
Thank you.
Lots of love. Big hugs and lots of love. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Listen back afterwards. Okay. There we go. We have been absolutely bombarded with callers. There's been so many that I haven't been able to take all of the calls, and I do really apologise for that. But I can tell you, I've got somebody very special in here waiting. Are you there?
Well, I hope you're talking about me there,
Sarah. You know I am. Mr. Mike Davis, everybody. Mike, you've been held up in a meeting, so we haven't been able to do our UK callers, but I've mentioned them all. Lynn, Heather and Leslie. I'll explain to you later why there's three, Mike.
Okay.
And we're gonna call them from my show, if that's okay, Mike, when you're back and ready from Norway.
Yep, back from the tour, which starts on the 9th. Well, actually the 10th it starts.
Okay.
But so, I have been busy doing some other things, Sarah, as well as being stuck in the meeting.
Okay. What have you been doing?
Well, if I press this button, you'll know then, won't you?
I will. Go on, then.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales, on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013.
The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the people's psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Ooh, I say. That's good, Mike.
I got so excited then, Sarah. I was almost going to play it again to you.
I got excited as well. Have we got time to play it again?
I think we have. I think we can squeeze it in. Let's go. Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the people psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Wow, there you go, Mike Davis. And Mike Davis will be in Birmingham on Saturday day and Saturday evening, won't you, Mike?
I will be, Sarah, just ahead of the Norway tour, yes. In Birmingham with yourself. And not forgetting, Sarah, we're going to be at Reading on Friday night.
We are? What's the pub in Reading, Mike?
You've got me there.
Oh, lovely. If anybody wants to catch me or Mike on Facebook, Medium Sarah May or Mike Davies Medium. Mike's got a couple of accounts because he's overdone the numbers on the one. So check out the account where there's less. We will post where we are. Okay, so there we go. Well, Mike, that's a wrap. Show's up.
That's it. Over and done with.
Went really quickly, and it's been absolutely fantastic. We had so many callers in, Mike, that I couldn't get through all of them. But I will be back next week, 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock, on Mike Spirit FM, connecting through the eyes of medium Sarah May. Until then, keep safe.
Thanks for listening to the show. Sarah is available on Facebook. Just search Medium Sarah May, or you're welcome to follow on Twitter at May Sarah May. To book your personal one-to-one reading with Sarah May, visit her website at www.sarahmaypsychic.com or simply email maysarah58@googlemail.com or add her to Skype, Sarah May Psychic. Until next week, remember to live, love and laugh, and take good care.